Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Astrology Now podcast. My name is Christine Rodriguez, and in this segment, we are going to be doing a horoscope for the month of December 2023, while also referring to a few predictions of 2024. We're not going to be doing all of 2024 predictions on this podcast, of course, but I am going to be referencing a few things that I am looking at in the year ahead and that I think are quite interesting. I think that 2024 is going to be a huge year. And I also want to apologize in advance. I am working with congestion. I don't remember if I mentioned this already. I'm pretty confident that I mentioned it on Patreon, but I'm working with some congestion stuff and it ended up turning into like an upper respiratory thing, which is super rare for me. I cannot remember the last time that I had a cough or had like congestion in my lungs. Like literally, I can't remember. Absolutely awful. I totally feel for whoever is prone to this type of thing. Oh my gosh. But it is, of course, having an impact on my voice, on my ability to breathe. So I apologize. I don't sound like I usually do. And I may be kind of like panting through this podcast, but hopefully you all can bear with me. There is a lot of interesting information in the month of December astrologically. And I am very excited to share some of the few things I'm noticing in 2024. Again, I'm not doing the full 2024 horoscope, but interested to discuss some things I was noticing as I was preparing my 2024 predictions. For a reminder, as always, here on Astrology Now podcast, we do use the Vedic sidereal system of astrology, which is in fact different than the Western tropical system. So the signs that I'm using, the degrees that I'm using, it's all going to be different if you're coming from a Western tropical background. If you would like to learn more about the difference between Western and Vedic astrology, you can go to my website, innerknowing.yoga, click on media, and then Astrology Now. You'll find a podcast embedded there, and I also have a free chart calculator so that you can calculate your Vedic sidereal birth chart. So, getting into the month of December here, December is a pretty eventful month, in my opinion, astrologically. And, you know, I think that the end of 2023, since October. I remember posting a podcast in October saying, "Are you ready to rumble?" predicting that it was going to be a super, super intense month. And so I feel like since October, things have been pretty intense globally. There's been a lot of conflict, there's been a lot of tragedy, and there's been a lot of division. And I think that that type of energy is really going to kind of bleed into 2024. I think that we're going to have a pretty intense start to 2024. And I'm sure a lot of you are probably thinking that, right? Like we can't solve these big problems overnight. And so I do plan on doing 2024 predictions. If you're interested in that, just kind of keep an eye on the podcast, keep an eye on my Instagram, astrology_now_podcast, where I will promote that workshop. But all of that to say, December, I also think, is a pretty busy month and also kind of an intense month. When we're using Vedic astrology, it is a lunar-based system. So the new moons and the full moons, they have a big impact. You know, they're not necessarily what sets the scene for intensity, but they usually act as catalysts for intensity. So if everything in the night sky is harmonious and then we have a new and full moon, the likelihood of something intense happening is very, very low. But if the atmosphere with the planets is intense, and then we have a new or a full moon, usually it can churn deeper intensity. It can absolutely trigger events. And this month, the month of December, we're having new and full moons and pretty intense nakshatras. And so I do think that, again, the month of December is just overall, it's going to have this intensity that we can talk about and discuss. There are lots of redeeming qualities about December, particularly on a personal level and how we can approach the month of December, how we can utilize the energy to our advantage. And globally, I just, you know, I think it's going to be kind of an intense month. And I do apologize for my voice, you all. It is a struggle. But I just kind of a side note, I was looking at the Spotify Wrapped, and like, I don't want to get the number wrong, but it's something like 824 of you have Astrology Now as your favorite podcast, and like 3,000, 3.2 thousand have Astrology Now as top five, and even more is top 10. But I was looking at that and I was thinking, and I was like, wow, like there are so many people out there who listen to this podcast and we're almost like friends. You know, like I have all these friends out there and I wish that I could, you know, talk directly to you all and thank each one of you and connect with each one of you personally. Unfortunately, you know, podcasting doesn't necessarily work that way, but knowing that, I'm kind of like, oh, okay, never mind. They're my friends. Like they get it. They know that I'm sick. They know that I don't sound well. They're my friends. They'll forgive me for this. So anyway, just kind of know that that's how I'm perceiving each of you. And thank you so much for listening to Astrology Now. And thank you so much for hopefully having grace for me and with me as I struggle through this podcast. So looking at the month of December, as we start this month off, we have Sun and Mars in the sign of Scorpio. And so we were talking about this on some previous segments, that the Sun and Mars in Scorpio could have this effect where it's very transformative, it's very deep, it may even be very mystical. There's a lot of grounds for metamorphosis and shedding layers. So on a personal level, you know, while the Sun and Mars are still in Scorpio, which is going to be until December 16th, definitely taking advantage of that. And so if there is anything that you're wanting to shed or release or let go of, any fears that you're wanting to confront, any truths that you're wanting to reveal, because Scorpionic energy, it can be concealing, you know, it can hide things beneath the surface, but it can also reveal things and show things to the world. And so if there's been a truth that you've been wanting to tell, if there's been something that you've been wanting to come clean about, be honest about in any capacity, whether it be a conversation you've been wanting to have or even a facet about your personality or something about your personhood that you're wanting to share with the world or an intention that you're wanting to share with the world, I do believe that this is a beautiful time. And there has been information coming to the surface. I feel like we're learning a lot about different people in power, about politicians. I remember mentioning the January 6 tapes already. This was something that was released during this period of time. So things can be coming to the surface. Things can be being revealed. There can be information, new information coming out for us to assess and analyze. This is very Scorpionic in nature. But the Scorpionic energy, when it's out of balance, it can also be deceptive and manipulative, which we're going to talk more about because we do have a new moon in Scorpio coming up. But remember, if we feel the temptation to be deceptive or be manipulative or be controlling, really trying to surrender that and release that, right? That's not necessarily an energy that we are wanting to exude into the world around us. We also want to be mindful if other people are exuding that type of energy. So if you find yourself in a position and you're like, is this person being manipulative? Is this person being controlling? Maybe really take it into account. You know, I'm not saying to accuse people of being these things, but just kind of be mindful because that type of energy is heightened in the astrological atmosphere. Now, between December 8th and December 9th, I actually really love these days. It's like December 8th, December 9th, all day. Venus and Moon are going to be conjunct in Libra, and they're aspected by Jupiter. So again, these 2 days on a personal level, I absolutely love. I love when the Moon and Venus are conjunct in a birth chart. This is one of my favorite conjunctions in the night sky. It's one of my favorite conjunctions. Again, a cherry on top being aspected by Jupiter. Venus and Moon brings a sweetness, a diplomacy, a desire to create harmony, an artistic edge, a romantic edge, a poetic edge. being aspected by Jupiter, it just creates more abundance, sweetness, auspiciousness. So these 2 days are really nice for coming together with others, creating fairness, remembering harmony, trying to promote democracy. And it could also be a time where maybe you plan to do something sweet with a friend or a lover, someone who is special in your life. Could also be an amazing time for art, creativity, music, entertainment, planning to go do something fun or check out a new restaurant. It's also in the sign of Libra. Venus is Mula Trikone in Libra, and we're actually going to talk more about this. But Venus does particularly well in Libra. It feels particularly strong. I feel like Venus in Libra is a saving grace for a lot of the month of December. So definitely take advantage of those 2 days that were mentioned. And Libra is also it's like a political sign. It has to do with being fair, being balanced, being neutral, trying to see both sides of things. And so if you have been struggling to see both sides of a situation, if you've been struggling to have your side seen, this could maybe be a time where more equanimity is brought into that situation. So December 12th, we do have a new moon in Scorpio. Typically, we would have a full segment on this new moon. I chose to do the December horoscope instead of the new moon, so hopefully everyone is cool with that. But we'll spend some time talking about the new moon because we're not going to do a full segment. So again, December 12th is a new moon in Scorpio, specifically in the nakshatra of Jyeshta. And so at the beginning of the podcast, I was saying December may be an eventful month. It seems like a month of intensity. The new and full moons are in challenging nakshatras. So this first cycle, this new moon, it's in Scorpio. It's in a sign of debilitation. The moon is debilitated in Scorpio. It's in the nakshatra of Jyeshta, which is one of the more intense nakshatras of the zodiac. It's also going to be conjoined Mars, conjoined the sun, of course, because it's a new moon. It's aspected by Rahu and it's aspected by Saturn. So the moon is quite afflicted on this day. The moon is our mind, our emotions, our sensitivity. It has to do with the masses. And again, it governs our inner sense of stability, particularly when it comes to our mind and our emotions. I say this all the time when I'm teaching. If there are multiple afflictions to a planet, we can pretty much guarantee that there will be results. There are going to be results that would reflect a planet that is afflicted. So the moon being afflicted is the first thing to be looking for. It's going to be conjoined Mars, which is malefic. And now it's also aspected by Rahu and Saturn. This is a pretty afflicted new moon. And so I do, on a personal level, I just want to advise everybody to be very gentle with themselves when it comes to their emotions and when it comes to their mind. Try not to act impulsively. Try not to make any decisions out of emotion because it may be something that you regret. You know, the words that we say, the things that we do, if we are prone to reactivity, that type of behavior may be something we look back at and be like, man, I wish I hadn't acted that way. So again, the emotions may be intense. There may be some ebbs and flows. I highly recommend just using this as an opportunity, really, to practice our yogic skill set. If we are walking the path of yoga, it is one of the main factors of yoga is being able to witness the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows with equanimity. Is it possible to view the highs and the lows or the disturbances with a neutral mind without needing to change them and, most importantly, not needing to act on them? It could just be a moment in time that could be over tomorrow. So just trying to use this as an opportunity to build that yogi skill set. I always view these periods of time as running in sand. It's like, okay, great. This is a training opportunity for me and my kind of yogic mind. And something to think about with the nakshatra of Jyeshta is that Jyeshta is the elder. Of the 27 nakshatras, Jyeshta is the eldest one. This nakshatra reflects responsibility, being proactive, taking care of business. It's a great time to get things done that you've been putting off or that you've been, again, like postponing. It's also a great time to act responsibly. And it's also a good time to do things that require a lot of emotional fortitude. So if there are any matters in your life that require being very emotionally strong, or, you know, I hate using this term, but maybe even like emotionally cold, this could be a good time to take care of those things. I do want to continue that conversation about Scorpio. There can be the tendency to act in a controlling manner, manipulative manner, maybe even like having power struggles with other people. So just kind of be mindful of that. It's going to affect all of us in a different way. I'll definitely do horoscopes for each of the 12 zodiac signs on this on Patreon, patreon.com/astrologynowpodcast. But it's just good to be mindful of that energy and try not to give into it. In the world around, I do anticipate December 12th, kind of a few days before, a few days after, having intensity, having a, you know, impact on the world around us. Jyeshta can be scheming. As I keep saying, it can be manipulative. It can be vengeful and jealous also. So that energy can be coming up in the world around. I do think that globally, December 12th, a few days before, a few days after, can be challenging. So we need to keep that in the back of our mind. On December 13th, Mercury is going to retrograde in Sagittarius. So this is a big thing I've been keeping an eye on. The movement of Mercury is always important, but it's even more important now because Mercury is a karma control planet. Remember that karma control planets are the planets that govern the signs that Rahu and Ketu are transiting in. So Rahu has been in Aries, Ketu has been in Libra for the last 18 months. Aries is ruled by Mars, Libra is ruled by Venus. Mars and Venus were both karma control planets. Now, Ketu has moved into Virgo, Rahu has moved into Pisces, so the planets of Jupiter and Mercury, because Jupiter governs Pisces, because Mercury governs Virgo, these planets get elevated to karma control planets. So the movement of these planets, what they're doing, become more important and also more potent. In addition to that, Mercury is going to be retrograding in Purva Ashada in the sign of Sagittarius, in the sidereal sign of Sagittarius. And Purva Ashada is associated to war and conflict. And it's associated to having challenges and controversy. We'll talk about that more in a moment, but I just want to give you these dates. So between December 13th and December 25th, Mercury is going to be retrograde in Sagittarius. On December 26th or 27th, depending on where you are, Mercury is going to retrograde back into the sign of Scorpio. And then on January 1st, Mercury is going to direct. So Mercury will be retrograde from December 13th until January 1st or 2nd, depending on where you are. It will be in Sagittarius between December 13th and December 25th. So Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius, again, this is potent for multiple reasons. Mercury is the planet of communications, social media, advertising, debates, right? Mercury is our oratory skill and how we communicate with others. Also represents mental dexterity and the cognitive processing. So when Mercury goes retrograde, we need to be mindful of communication, right? All of us know this. If you've been studying astrology for a while, we know that when Mercury retrograde occurs, we need to be mindful of our communication, of how we're coming off to people. There's more room for misinterpreting, being misunderstood. Of course, Mercury governs technology, news, media. There's more of a likelihood of these things being interrupted, having challenges. Mercury is also travel, and it's retrograde in the sign of Sagittarius, which has a big influence on travel. So this is a time where there may be issues with airplane companies, travel companies. There could be more delays, the likelihood of our things being misplaced or our luggage getting lost. Those tendencies are higher. Issues with traveling are higher. So have that on your radar. These are things I'm thinking about, but you know, Sagittarius is the sign of Dharma, which we love. It's Dharma, religion, spirituality. It has to do with beliefs. And so on a personal level, with this Mercury in retrograde in Sagittarius, this is actually a great time to review our belief system, review our morals, what we see as right and wrong, what govern our life. You know, when we're moving through the world and we're making decisions on a day-to-day basis, there's usually some moral component having an impact on our decision-making, and that moral component is associated to Sagittarius. So it could be a time of reviewing these things. It could also be a time where maybe events are happening or conversations are happening that are causing us to review or contemplate our belief system. Mercury also has an association to being a student and studying. This could be a time of studying spiritual philosophy, going back and reviewing spiritual doctrine or religious doctrine. Now, in a more negative sense, globally, when Sagittarius, and even personally, but when Sagittarius is out of balance, it can be radical, dogmatic, and extreme. So when we see people taking extreme action in the name of spirituality or in the name of God, there's usually some intense Sagittarius energy there. Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius, you know, especially with the conflicts that we're already seeing, I anticipate there being a lot of conflict, a lot of debate, a lot of disagreement, particularly in regards to religion, spirituality, moral, and virtue. So this could be in regards to the war, you know, things we're seeing overseas if you're here in the West. But it could also be in regards to our own country. And so around the world, we may see hot button issues that are fueled by religious perspective or spiritual perspective coming to the surface. I know here in the United States, we're having debates, and a lot of the debates that we're seeing involve spirituality and religion. And so again, we may see some hot button issues here and a lot of potential controversy and division. So we'll likely see that around the world, and then we'll likely see that within our home countries as well. And I do want to say, be mindful of the travel. I think that there will be something in regards to travel. Maybe it could be vehicles. It could be mail or delivery services. It could be like airplanes. But something in regards to travel, delivery, mail, media, I do anticipate there being some type of drama here. As I'm recording this, I'm actually remembering seeing an article about Amazon drivers potentially striking, something to that effect. Could absolutely happen. Again, when it comes to airlines, there could be issues with airlines. So just kind of keep that in the back of your mind. If you are traveling during this period, just be particular about your travel plans and about your luggage and all of that good stuff. Mercury will direct on January 1st. So keep that in mind. Let's see. The sun is going to be in Sagittarius between December 16th and January 14th. The sun is moving from Scorpio to Sagittarius. This is a water sign to a fire sign, meaning the sun will be Gandanta from December 16th, really before December 16th until December 20th. And so the sun being Gandanta, we need to be mindful of leaders. We need to be mindful of power trip. We need to be mindful of ego. We need to be mindful of health and vitality. The sun represents our immune system. So just kind of keep that in the back of your mind. That will be until December 20th. And the sun will be in Sagittarius between December 16th and January 14th. So first and foremost, if you were born between December 16th and January 14th, according to the sidereal Vedic system of astrology, your sun is in Sagittarius. So happy birthday to all of our Sagittarius suns. We love your Jupiterian, auspicious, optimistic, fun, adventure loving energy. Something about Sagittarius that I love is that they're like people of the earth. When people have a lot of Sagittarius energy, they usually love being outside, interacting with the environment. A lot of them want to protect the environment and live in harmony with nature, or just be adventurous and, you know, enjoy the outdoor realm, which I always appreciate. So many of my best friends have a lot of Sagittarius energy. We love that essence. So happy birthday to you all. So again, having the sun enter Sagittarius, and even soon Mars in Sagittarius. So let's see. Mars is going to enter Sagittarius on December 27th and will stay there until February 5th. So having Mars and sun in Sagittarius, this is intensifying the energy that we're already talking about, right? It has this emphasis on religion, spirituality, doctrine, moral virtue. It can absolutely spur conflict due to these matters, and people may be acting in an extreme way. I think that people are going to be acting in an extreme way while Mercury is retrograde in Sagittarius, but when Mars enters Sagittarius, again, I think that we can anticipate radical, extreme, explosive behavior, particularly due to religious beliefs. So that can be quite intense. We may witness some pretty intense and potentially violent experiences in the world. And so again, Mars is going to be in Sagittarius from December 27th until February 5th. So as we move into 2024, there's just a lot of intensity. There's a lot of potential for explosive events here. And when we're looking at the chart of the United States, we have Mars in Gemini. So when Mars and the Sun are in Sagittarius, when Mercury is in Sagittarius, they're opposing four natal planets. So for the birth chart of the United States, I use the Sagittarius ascendant. So it puts Mars, Venus, Jupiter, and the Sun in Gemini in the seventh house. And so Mars, Sun, and Mercury are going to be transiting the first house of the United States. So again, you know, around the world, I think there's going to be controversy. Here in the United States, I think we need to be mindful. I think it's a month where there can absolutely be a lot of stress and some potential, you know, intense events. On December 22nd, Mercury and the Sun will be in the same degree, 6 degrees of Sagittarius. So this can be kind of a particularly challenging day in regards to communication and media and technology. So just kind of have that on your calendar. And just a reminder also, when Mercury is retrograde, we can have issues with technology, media, you know, our phones, mail, that doesn't have anything to do with Sagittarius. So just kind of keep that in mind also. The phone may be going awry, computer may be going awry. You want to back up your work, you want to save your files, you want to print things in advance. Printers have a tendency to go out during this period of time. Definitely make sure to mail things in advance, get like priority mail, get the tracking number, do what you need to do if it's important. Just kind of be proactive in regards to mercurial attributes. When it comes to being a student, again, back up your work, get things done on time, proofread, have somebody else proofread. Make sure that your emails are going to where they need to go. I've had emails sent to me that weren't supposed to be mine, which I've referenced before. It was a very interesting experience. I actually think Mercury was retrograde in that period. So just again, when it comes to communication and technology, take precautions, be mindful. So let's see, Venus is going to be in Libra until December 24th. So Venus entered Libra at the very beginning of December. It will stay in Libra until December 24th. So I mentioned earlier that Venus is Mula Trigone in Libra. So all of the planets, with the exception of the Sun and the Moon, govern two signs. Venus governs Libra and Taurus. Mars governs Scorpio and Aries. Mercury governs Gemini and Virgo, etc. Of one of those signs, one of them is going to be Mula Trigone, which means in one's own office. It is allowed to work. It feels very supported in operating at its best potential. Venus in Libra is Mula Trigone. It does very, very well. So this is a great time, in my opinion, to focus on relationship harmony, relationship equality, really taking care of others. It could be in an intimate way, it could be in a familial way, in a friendship. This is a great time for coming together and finding connection. And so, if there's been anything, if there's been an old friend you've been wanting to reach out to, if there are old strings that you've been wanting to tie up, if there's a conversation that you've been wanting to have, this could absolutely support you in that process. And Venus is also beauty and luxury and decor and music and art. This is a fantastic time if you're wanting to get new clothes or get a new haircut, if you're wanting to decorate your space, if you're wanting to participate in entertainment, like trying a new restaurant again, or going to a concert, or getting a massage, doing something for the senses. This is a really, really sweet time. Libra, of course, is associated to the justice system. And Sagittarius is associated to the justice system too. So the fact that we have Venus in Libra, we have all of this energy in Sagittarius, I see there being a big emphasis on calls for peace, calls for harmony, calls for fairness, right? Finding equanimity, finding even ground. And so I don't necessarily think it's something that is going to happen in December, but I think that people are really going to be wanting that. And it could also be that diplomats around the world are trying to find ways to create peace and equality. So that's something to be watching for as well. So December 26th, Rahu, according to the True Node system, is going to be out of Gandhanta degrees. On my notes, it says release the doves. This is great. We love that Rahu is going to be out of the Gandhanta degrees. Rahu is a karmic node. When it's Gandhanta, it feels out of control. There's a lot of karmic stuff coming up. Rahu moving out of those degrees, I believe, will bring some element of relief. So we can look forward to that after December 26th. Now, on December 26th as well, we actually have a full moon in Gemini at 10 degrees of Gemini in the nakshatra of Ardra. So we will have a full segment on this. Ardra is also a very intense nakshatra. I would argue that Ardra is more intense than Jyeshta. Ardra is associated to Rudra, which is the howling god, associated to storms and catastrophe. When we have big transits in Ardra, we always see catastrophe, right? Like 9/11, COVID. Throughout time, when we see big catastrophe happen, Ardra is almost always involved. I don't think that anything that extreme is going to happen. This is just a full moon. It's not like one of the nodes is in Ardra. It's not like Saturn is in Ardra, but we still have that energy of Ardra when we already have kind of an intense night sky. So I do think around December 26th as well, a few days before, a few days after, we need to be careful. We need to be mindful. I do see this being a time of intensity. I do think that this can be a time where people are acting in an impulsive, radical, and extreme way. Again, we'll have a full segment on this. So we'll talk more about what this may mean for the world and what we can do with this energy on a personal level. December 30th, Jupiter is direct at 11 degrees of Aries. So definitely saving the best news for last. Jupiter going direct is amazing. We love Jupiter. It's the great benefic. Jupiter going direct is going to bring, again, a lot of relief. And if you have planets at 11 degrees of Aries, or even give or take 3 degrees, this may be a time of profound opportunity. There may be something shifting in your life in a very positive way. And this could go for Aries, Libra, Cancer, or Capricorn. If you have any planets at 11 degrees, Aries, Libra, Cancer, or Capricorn, but again, particularly Aries. So this is going to be very positive. Now, talking about some of the 2024 predictions, just things that I'm looking at, I'm just kind of referencing, again, if you want like in-depth predictions, please be watching for the workshop that I'm going to host on the 2024 predictions. But Rahu and Ketu are going to be in Pisces and Virgo. This historically has been challenging for the United States. It's important to note the United States has Saturn and Neptune in the sign of Virgo. So whenever Rahu or Ketu enter Virgo, it transits that natal Saturn and that natal Neptune. And if we're using the chart that I'm using, the Sagittarius ascendant for the United States, this is the fourth house and the 10th house. So there's an emphasis on government, economy, leadership, but also home, land, the homeland, the people of the land, right? There's a direct impact on almost like the heart of the country. And so I do see this being a karmic 18 months for the United States. And the United States is going to be experiencing the exact Pluto return, okay? So this is something that I've been talking about since like 2018 when I started the podcast, is that the United States is moving through Pluto return. It started in 2020. And Pluto, of course, is in the sign of Capricorn. I know that I sound like a broken record to a lot of you. Pluto in Capricorn is going to have an impact again on currency, economy, the government structures, all of that stuff. And, you know, when you look around the United States, a lot of people are not happy with leadership. And a lot of people aren't happy with the way that things have been running. And, you know, there's been a lot of corruption being revealed recently. And I think that people are getting tired of it. And I think that people are wanting a change. And I think that this Pluto return definitely has the potential to bring that change. The Pluto return is going to be taking place primarily in the fall, which is fascinating around, you know, election time. The other thing I was looking at is that Mars is going to retrograde in Cancer at 11 degrees of Cancer. This is near the United States Rahu. This is also going to happen in the late months of 2024 into December. Mars is debilitated in the sign of Cancer. Mars is the planet of war and anger and aggression, how we conduct ourselves in combat. When it's in the sign of Cancer, it loses a lot of its intelligence. And now we add Rahu to it. This is a very, very intense energy. And the fact that Mars is retrograding close to the United States Rahu in the eighth house, we're going to have an intense final months of 2024. So I just wanted to put that on y'all's radar. It's something that we can absolutely continue the conversation on, something that I was looking at. So if you would like to follow me on Instagram, where I do other astrological updates, you can go to astrologynow_podcast. I do weekly horoscopes for all 12 zodiac signs at patreon.com/astrologynowpodcast. And my website is innerknowing.yoga, where you can learn more about me and look at your free astrological birth chart. Again, my name is Christian Rodriguez. This is Astrology Now. Thank you so much.